Imagine waking up next to someone you love deeply, yet feeling a vast emotional distance between you, especially in the bedroom. This scenario plays out in millions of homes worldwide, where couples silently struggle with sexual difficulties that feel uniquely shameful and isolating. Sexual problems aren't rare exceptions, but remarkably common experiences. Studies show that 43% of women and 31% of men report significant sexual difficulties within a single year. 1 in 5 women doesn't enjoy sex, 1/4 struggle to reach orgasm, and 1/3 report disinterest in sex. For men, 52% between ages 40 to 70 experience erection difficulties, and 1 in 4 battles premature ejaculation. These aren't just cold statistics. They represent profound disappointment and disconnection in bedrooms nationwide. They translate to countless households where partners avoid intimacy, argue about mismatched desire, or mentally disconnect during sex. The prevalence of these issues should foster compassion for yourself and your partner. You don't have to be defective to struggle sexually, though believing you are defective is normal too. Understanding that sexual problems are practically a sign of normality can be the first step toward healing. Most people with sexual difficulties lack comprehensive understanding of human sexuality. Rather than seeing sexual problems as isolated diseases, we need a holistic perspective. Sexual response resembles pulling yourself over a horizontal bar. Your body has 2 response thresholds, one for initial arousal, genital response, and another for orgasm. When your total sexual excitement exceeds these thresholds, your genitals respond and you experience pleasure. Total stimulation comes from 3 interacting factors: physical sensations, your body's transmission capabilities, and emotional processes. Sexual dysfunctions occur when total stimulation fails to reach these thresholds. Human sexuality evolved beyond reproduction with neocortex development. We shifted from hormonal mating to face-to-face intimacy, bringing meaning to sex, but also vulnerability to negative thoughts. How you feel about sensations often matters more than the sensations themselves, making our sexuality uniquely human, yet fragile. Many people experience disconnection between physical and subjective arousal. Research shows physiological responses often don't align with mental experience. You might be physically aroused without feeling subjectively ready, or feel mentally aroused while your body doesn't respond. Arousal problems fall into 3 categories: medical/physical difficulties, insufficient stimulation, and inhibiting emotion/thoughts. Medical conditions impact sexual function through hormonal changes in postmenopausal women and testosterone decline in men. Many medications for hypertension, depression, and anxiety also impair sexual function. Insufficient stimulation includes being rushed into sex or receiving poor quality touch. Quality depends not just on technique, but emotional connection. Touch without truly feeling each other becomes mechanical rather than arousing. Psychological factors like stress, depression, and relationship conflicts are equally important. Phil and Mary's case illustrates this. Phil's erectile difficulties resolved when Mary provided emotional support before trying again, as he needed reassurance to overcome his intimacy anxiety. We naturally have sex in ways that minimize anxiety, following safe routines. When patterns change, anxiety manifests as arguments about technique. These conflicts aren't about incompatibility, but about whose anxieties will control the interaction. Couples typically manage anxiety through mutual accommodation. However, sexual problems create 2 choice dilemmas, where accommodating one partner increases the other's anxiety, resulting in emotional gridlock. These dilemmas are inherent to committed relationships and can't be solved by simply trying to make each other comfortable. Many derive their identity from their partner's validation, a reflected sense of self. Sexual problems threaten not just pleasure, but feelings of adequacy and desirability. This dependence undermines intimacy as partners present curated versions of themselves, prioritizing validation over authenticity. Most couples aren't disconnected, but emotionally fused, connected without healthy separateness. This fusion creates a channel where anxiety flows freely between partners. People resist their partner's touch not from lack of connection, but from unhealthy overconnection. Resolving relationship gridlock requires addressing this emotional fusion. Progress with sexual problems requires holding on to yourself while taking action through four key activities: maintaining your values when challenged, managing your anxieties, staying non-reactive to provocations, and tolerating discomfort for growth. Misrepresenting yourself destroys intimacy, as shown by Linda, who faked orgasms with Charles for 20 years. Only after facing breast cancer did she find courage to be honest, though this initially intensified their sexual problems as Charles confronted his inadequacy. Self-soothing is essential because intimate relationships aren't always intimate. Your relationship becomes more stable and sexually interesting when both partners calm their own anxieties rather than demanding the other do it. The more desperately you need your partner to soothe you, the less available they become. Remaining non-reactive to provocations enables genuine responsiveness. When anxious, the reptilian brain takes over, perceiving threats everywhere. Human sexuality requires managing anxiety so the neocortex can function properly. Optimize your sexual experience across physical stimulation, bodily factors, and emotional frameworks. If you suspect health issues, get a medical examination. Sexual dysfunctions often signal other health problems. Tell your physician about sexual symptoms rather than waiting for them to ask, and consider if medications affect your performance. To enhance physical connection, evaluate your emotional connection during intimacy. Do you truly connect? What happens when that connection breaks? How do you restore it? Combat mental distraction by increasing present moment awareness. When touched, focus on the point of contact and your partner's intention. When touching your partner, focus on connecting with the person inside rather than just their physical surface. For orgasm difficulties, learn to identify the sensation of orgasmic inevitability that precedes climax. Recognizing this feeling earlier makes orgasms more reliable. If you struggle with orgasms, the solution is often simply persisting beyond your usual stopping point with self-compassion. Anxiety can actually enhance sexual arousal rather than inhibit it. Many enjoy sex with a little anxiety mixed in, as feeling daring creates physical arousal. This works only for those who regulate anxiety effectively. The key difference isn't anxiety itself, but how people respond to it. Many with sexual problems don't recognize their anxiety. Some couples claim harmony while living in undeclared war zones. We often limit our self-awareness to what our partners can tolerate, then blind ourselves to this limitation. Focus on what's happening now rather than unconscious anger or childhood issues. You bring your past into the present, whether from sexual abuse, religious prohibitions, or recent resentments. The past recedes only when you stop acting in accordance with it. Marriage holds your partner's happiness hostage, with personal growth as the ransom. One partner's sexual problem always affects the other. Compassion means making room for your partner, not stealing their choices by delaying work on problems. Don't wait for relationship improvement before addressing sexual issues. Deep safety comes after confronting limitations, not before. Peace comes from standing knee-deep in fear and doing what's right. Hope gets you further than safety because it precedes change, believing in yourself despite doubts and taking the next step anyway.